Welcome back to Parsha Podcast. Here we are to Revi'i in Parsha's Vayira. Vayomer HaShem el Moshe ve'el Aaron lemor. HaShem spoke to Moshe and to Aaron saying, Ki yedabar aleichem paro, mor tnu lochem mofes, v'amarta el Aaron, kach es matcha, v'ashlech lefnei faro, yihi lesanin. When paro will speak to you saying, give us a sign. And you will say to Aaron, take the staff and cast it before faro, and it will become a serpent, according to Rashi. Rashi says, what does this mean, a mofes? Rashi explains that Paro is asking for a sign to show why it's so important that I let Bnei Yisrael out. V'yavo Moshe v'Aaron el Paro v'yasu chen v'kasher tziva Hashem v'ashlech Aaron es matehu lifnei Paro v'lifnei avadav v'ahi l'sanin. And Moshe and Aaron came before Paro, and they did exactly what Hashem said, and he cast the staff in front of Paro and in front of his servants, and it became a serpent. Vaikra gam Paro lechachamim velemachashafim vayasu gam hem chartume mitzrayim velatehem kain. And Paro also called his wise magicians, and the magicians also transformed their staves into snakes with their whispering incantations. Rashi takes the word lahatehen, and the word latehen, Rashi says, has no real similar word in the Mikra, but it means these whispering charms or spells. Now, you might ask that the fiery every turning sword that we spoke of in Brachos also of cherev halahat, hamitapechet, that this fiery every turning sword, it seems to share a shorish. Rashi says, well, the transformative nature, lahat, seems to be some type of transformation. The transformation was through this whispered spell. So this transformative spell type of thing, turning over. That's how Rashi understands the word. Vashlichu ish mateu vayula lasininim, vayivla mate aron es matusam. And each person cast their staff, and they became a serpent, and then Aaron's staff ate their staffs. Rashi comments on the fact that all of a sudden that we were calling this a snake, and now it's a staff. It seems to imply that Aaron's staff once again became a staff, and then the staff went and ate up their staffs. Ve'chazek lev paro v'lo shama aleihem kasher diber Hashem. And Paro's heart strengthened, and he did not listen like Hashem said. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, kaved lev paro, me'en l'shalach ha'am. Hashem said to Moshe, Paro's heart is heavy, he has refused to send the nation. Lech el paro baboker v'hine yotze ma'ima v'nitzavta likraso asfas hayor v'amate asher ne'pach l'nachash tikach biyadecha. Go to Paro in the morning when he goes out to the river and stand to call to him on the bank of the river and the staff which turned into a snake take in your hand. Rashi asks, what's the point of Paro's trip to the water? Does he like to sunbathe or something? Rashi says, because he implied that he's a god, therefore he doesn't need to use the bathroom. So he goes every morning before everyone gets up to go use the bathroom for the rest of the day. V'amarte elav Hashem Elokei Ivrim Shalachani Yelecha Lemor Shalach Hazami V'Avduni B'Midbar V'Hine Lo Shamata Adko. And say to him, Hashem, God of the Ivrim, sent me to you, and he says, send my nation out so they should serve me in the desert, and up until this point you have not listened to me. Rashi says the word until now, Adko, can mean two things. Adko means up until this point simply. He said also, ad until the word ko, meaning that when we discuss Makos Bechoros in the next parsha, then Hashem is going to say, Ko Amar Hashem, Bechatzos Kechatzos Halayla, so that Ko again, then you're going to let the people go. Ko Amar Hashem, Bezos Tedaki, Ani Hashem, Hine Anochi Makeh, B'mateh, Asher B'yodi, Al Hamayim, Asher B'yor, V'nevchu L'dam. So says Hashem, with this you will know that I am Hashem. Behold, I will strike with the staff which is in my hand the water which is in the Nile River, and it will become blood. Rashi says, what does this mean? It will turn into blood. what's the goal of this plague, apparently? Because since there is no rain in Mitzrayim, it's all based on the irrigation of the Nile River. And therefore, you'll see that when I smite the river, then you will be smitten as well. V'adaga asher b'yor tamus uva'ash ha'yor v'nilu Mitzrayim l'shtos mayim min ha'yor. And the fish will die in the river, and it will become disgusting, and you will not be able to drink the water from the river. Rashi says the Mitzrayim will tire themselves trying to figure out some way to drink from the river. V'yomer Hashem el Moshe, emor el Aaron, kach matcha v'unetei yadcha al meimi Mitzrayim, al naharosam, v'al yoreihem, v'al agabehem, v'al kol mikveh meimeihem, v'yu dam, v'haya dam b'chol eretz Mitzrayim, uve'etzim uve'avanim. And Hashem said to Moshe, say to Aaron, take your staff and spread out your hand over the waters of Mitzrayim on the rivers, on the tributaries, on the pools of water, any amassing of water, and they will become blood. And there will be blood in the land of Mitzrayim, in the wooden and the stone. Rashi explains what the difference between a nahar and a yo'or is. He says that a nahar actually is like a flowing river, which is natural, as opposed to yo'oros, which are irrigation ditches made by man. An agam is an amassing, a pool of water that isn't springing forth, nor is it flowing, even in the bathtubs. We learn from the word Bechol Eretz Mitzrayim, which means that if we're going to speak about all these different things and then add this extra clause of Bechol Eretz Mitzrayim, is teaching us also bathtubs. And not only that, so what does it mean, the wood and the stones? Meaning even if it's in a bucket or a pail or any type of cup, anything made out of wood or stone. And Moshe and Aaron did exactly what Hashem said, and he lifted his staff and hit the waters, which were in the river in front of Paro and his servants, and all of the waters turned to blood. Rashi also, in the previous pasuk, said, why is it that the instruction is given to Aaron as opposed to Moshe? It's because the river hit Moshe, so we see that there's a degree of thankfulness of Hakar Satov, that Moshe will not be the one hitting the waters. V'adaga asher b'yor mesa v'ayuvash ha'yor v'lo yachlu Mitzrayim l'shtos mayim min ha'yor v'yihi ha'dam b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. And the fish inside of the river died, and the river became disgusting, and Mitzrayim could not drink from the water, and throughout Mitzrayim there was only blood. V'yasuchin chartumi Mitzrayim b'lohatehem v'yechazak lev paro v'lo shama aleihem kasher dibe Hashem. And also the magicians of Egypt were able to do so as well with their spells. And Paro's heart was hardened, and he did not listen to them, as Hashem said. Rashi gives another translation of the word, Lahatehem. Again, saying that it's this whispering spell. And also it has something to do with demonic whispers, some type of magic. Why is Paro's strength in his heart over here, or is his strength heart is strengthened, as the case may be? Is because he said, oh, so if my magicians can do it, what are you coming? Mitzrayim is a land filled with black magic. It's like you're going into a city of straw, a city made entirely of straw, and you're coming to bring straw. We already have more than enough straw over here. We already have more than enough black magic here, Moshe Rabbeinu. It looks like you're just doing black magic. Vayifen Paro, vayavo el beso, velo shat libo, gam lazos. And Paro turned and went to his house, and his heart did not listen to any of these. Rashi says any of these, neither the blood nor the staff becoming a serpent. Vayachperu kol Mitzrayim svivo sayor, mayim lishtos, ki lo yachlu lishtos meme hayor. And Mitzrayim dug around the river trying to find water, because they could not find water from the river to drink. And then there were seven complete days after God smote the river. Rashi says that, what about this week on, week off thing? It was a week of blood. And the other 3 weeks of the month, he warned them. Hashem said to Moshe, go to Paro and say to him, so says Hashem, send out my nation and let them serve me. And if you refuse to send them, I will attack all of your borders with frogs. Vesharas hayor tzvardeim v'alu uvau b'vesecha u'b'chadar mishkavecha v'al mitasecha u'b'veis avadecha u'b'amecha u'b'sanurecha u'b'mesharasecha. And the frogs will swarm the river, and they will emerge and come to your house, into your bedroom, onto your bed, in the houses of your servants, and in your nation, in your ovens, and in your kneading bowls. Rashi notes the fact that it says his servants means that this plague will start with Paro and then continue on to the rest of his nation. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Emor el Aaron, Nita es yadcha b'mate al ha-naharos al ha-yaorim, al ha-agamim, ha-al es ha-tzfardeim, al eret Mitzrayim. And Hashem said to Moshe, say to Aaron, stretch out your hand with the staff over the rivers and the irrigation lines and the pools, and cause the frogs to rise up on the land of Egypt. Rashi adds that when it says, and on your nation, by the way, the words really in your nation, so that the frogs will be inside the person, you will still hear them croaking. Because the word in your uba becha uva amecha ve, meaning inside. Vayid Aaron es yado al meimei Mitzrayim v'ta'al ha-tzfardeya v'tachas es eretz Mitzrayim. And Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Mitzrayim, and the frog came up and covered the land of Mitzrayim. Rashi says there are two ways to understand the frog, meaning the frog as the flock of frogs is the simple understanding, that apparently a flock of frogs in Biblical Hebrew is called Hatzfardea. Or then there's the Midrash that says there was one frog, and then what would happen is that they would go and try to get rid of it, and they would hit it, and when they would hit it, there would be more frogs as a result of it. Every time they hit it, more frogs would come out of those frogs, and you hit those frogs, and more frogs would come out of those frogs. This is because the word Tzfardea seems to be one frog, but it also says that they'll cover all of Mitzrayim. So it's not this huge frog, which is all of Mitzrayim is in a shadow, but somehow or another, this frog becomes a plague of the rest of the frogs that are going to come out. As we see, the rest of the time, it seems to be plural. So Rashi answers the question one way, which just says it's a flock of frogs. And the other way he explains is this Medrash. There's one big frog, and when it was hit, then multiple frogs emerged. V'yasu chen hachartumim bilateihem v'yalu esetz fardeim al eretz Mitzrayim. And the Egyptians did so with their spells, and they brought up frogs over Mitzrayim as well. Vayikra Faro l'Moshe u'la'aron v'yomer ha'atiru el Hashem v'yaser ha'tzfardim mimeni u'me'ami v'ashlacha es ha'am v'yizbuchu la'Hashem. And Paro called Moshe and Aaron, and he said, pray to God and remove the tzfardim from me and from my nation, and I will send out the nation, and you will go and make korbanos to Hashem. Vayomer Moshe lefaro, hispar alai lemasai atir lacha ulavdecha ulamcha ulahachris atzvardeim mimcha mibatecha rak biyor tish arna. And Moshe said to Paro, you're trying to self-aggrandize. You may triumph over me here. Tell me when I should pray that God remove the frogs from you and from your house. They will only stay in the river. Rashi says that Moshe was saying to him, do you think that you're going to be able to come up with a specific time that I'm not going to be able to complete that request? Vayomer lemachar vayomer chedivarecha leman teda ki ein kashem elokeinu. And Paro said, tomorrow. And Moshe said, it will be done like your words, in order that you should know that there is none like Hashem our God. Rashi adds, what does it mean tomorrow? Daven today, so that they should go away tomorrow.